The school aid cut is roughly what the governor outlined last week, a $300 million reduction in state tax dollars and an accompanying cut to the amount schools can take in from local property taxpayers. Lawmakers expanded a new hospital tax approved earlier this year. It would now cover outpatient care centers and pull in more federal money for the state. And about $100 million from a 75-cent fee on phone lines would now go to pay for police and fire, something Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan says Democrats insisted on.
We know it's a tough budget, but we're going to do our very best to make sure that we protect things like education and that we protect things like public safety, police and fire. We're going to protect things like health care.
Lawmakers would borrow more to fix this budget. They would refinance $285 million in bonds that the governor talked about last week. And they voted last night to borrow about $140 million in the transportation fund to backfill money that they take out of that fund to pay the rest of the state's bills. A 75-cent per pack increase in the state's cigarette tax was also approved as part of the mix, although it's now estimated that will bring in less money than expected. Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson tried to kill the governor's proposed tax on oil companies. Olson says he's sure oil companies will sue the state over the tax.
And if big oil can't figure out how to beat this in the court, they will make sure that they don't pay it, and the people that retailers in this state and our wholesalers in the state will wind up paying it.
On a night when most votes fell along party lines, this was a rare exception. Two Democrats joined the committee's four Republicans in voting to kill the oil tax, but it stayed alive for now. Some of the most contentious debate last night and this morning involved items that have little to do with balancing the budget, including a measure that businesses say would make them more vulnerable to lawsuits. Republican Robin Voss said that provision will only help trial lawyers. To illustrate his point, he started reading all the names of attorneys in the Madison Yellow Pages, eventually to some laughter, and then to some protest.
You guys might think it's a joke the way that you're screwing business and you're screwing the taxpayers, but the only people who are going to benefit are the people that I'm reading. So let me finish.
La Crosse Democrat Jennifer Schilling told Voss to take a deep breath.
Were you in community theater? Because this is theater of the absurd right now.
Other provisions added to the budget would increase the minimum amount of auto insurance people are allowed to buy and mandate that health insurance companies cover autism. Lawmakers also approved changes to the state's prisons budget that would give nonviolent offenders who behave well behind bars a chance to shorten their sentences. Republican Representative Voss called the plan catch and release.
There are going to be more people who are going to be victims because of the actions that you are proposing tonight.
But Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby took issue with that characterization.
That's not what this is. This is assessing a person and giving them the opportunity to prove themselves worthy of a second chance.
Everything approved last night and this morning still needs the backing of the full legislature. The Wisconsin Assembly could take up this budget in about a week and a half. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.